Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Yeah, man.
Mine started out as a 1, went to a 5, and then skyrocketed to a 10. So I was on my way back to my work terminal on my work truck. Actually, backstory, I was going through a pretty horrible breakup, and to the point where I was at my peak. I was 2 packs of smokes a day. I wasn't really eating anything but fast food real quick, little water, mostly pop and alcohol. I was in a bad way. So I was driving back to work, and I was passing through a little town called Elma on my way back to Tumwater, which is basically Olympia. And I started feeling like a chest pain. I didn't think much of it because, you know, it was just kind of an annoyance. But from Elma to Tumwater, that grew into like something's going on. Yeah, it's really hurting. And then I was doing my paperwork and it just kept getting worse. And I told my coworker, I'm like, hey, I'm leaving a little bit early. I need to go to urgent care. Something's up. And the manager said, yeah, go, you know, go get better. And on my way from my work to urgent care, it's about a 15-minute drive. And by the time I was pulling into urgent care, I was fading in and out of consciousness and actually hopped the curb parking because I lost it. And I go stumbling into the urgent care. They see me. I'm just grabbing my chest and sweating profusely. And they just throw me in a chair, rush me back. And they're looking at me and they're like, hey, we're taking you to St. Pete's Hospital, which is the one in Lacey. And my mother showed up. She's like, called her. And I was like, yo, something's wrong. And so she was there. And I was like, hey, I can't afford the ambulance ride. Like, it's like 3 miles down the road. My mom will take me. And the doctor looked at me. He's like, you ain't gonna make it to the hospital, bro. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I get into the ambulance and we're about half mile out and I lose consciousness. I'm out. And I come to in the emergency room to people like hooking me up like I was some kind of science experiment. The first thing the doctor said, or one of the doctors said to me, is, hey, I need to know right now, if you go unconscious, do you want us to revive you? I didn't know my mother was in there at the time, and I told them no, which my mom screamed at me for that. I didn't know she was there. But.
Well, why did you say no? Because I'd be like, yeah, bro, definitely do that. Why,
well, he's going through this horrible breakup.
Is that what it is, just all the crap going on in your life?
I was extreme stress, and the pain was so, it hurt so bad that I felt like that was my only way out of the pain.
I got you.
I couldn't put myself in any type of position, like, nothing. It was just internal. It felt like someone was just straight up stabbing me in the heart repeatedly. And the doctors kept telling me that I think it's a AAA. And I got up enough nerve to ask them, like, what is a AAA? And the doctor there was like, we think you tore your heart open.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, okay. And so they started running tests on me. They put me immediately on Oxycontin, fentanyl, and Dilaudid. And start wheeling me to all these different rooms, doing like knocking me out, doing tests, put a camera through my wrist, through my artery up to my heart. They said that everything looked okay, the heart was strong. It just wasn't pumping blood like it should.
I'd say it's kind of like the one job we needed to do.
Yeah. And so the doctor finally asked, like, are you, like, is there something going on in your life right now where you're stressed? And I told him everything. And he's like, yeah, your body is basically telling itself to shut down. And long story short, I had a heart attack, but that's not what brought it on. It was a chain reaction that we still don't know. This is still ongoing. I don't know what's going on still. I had an endoscopy where they put a camera down your throat because they think something in my stomach or my intestines went off. And then that caused a chain reaction because my body was already weak, which made the cartilage in between my ribs start to inflame, which started pushing my ribs apart and also pushing it into my lungs and my heart.
Jesus,
and
dude.
So when that happened, my heart just went, I think it was like 240 something over 100.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It in something. Was my heart, my blood pressure. And so finally they were able to stabilize me. They kept running tests. I was in the hospital for about a week. Couldn't find out what was going on. The endoscopy through my down my throat into my stomach showed everything was okay. So they're thinking it's something in my intestines. And then I switched jobs, so I lost health insurance. So they weren't able to go the other way and figure out what's in the intestine that might be causing this. And 2 days ago was the year anniversary of when I was taken to the hospital. And coincidentally, I had severe chest pain yet again, but this time I had some oxy and some lidocaine patches that I threw on. And I told my daughter, because she found me on the floor in my room, like wheezing, trying to breathe. And she helped me out a lot, actually. I don't know what I would have done if she didn't find me.
Did you go back to the hospital?
No, I didn't this time, because I told her, you know, give it a half hour. I just, you know, took these patches, and it eventually subsided enough to where I could function. And then eventually, because I was having trouble breathing, I just wore myself out, and I just passed out and slept and woke up the next morning in a sore chest.
You still have no idea what's going on?
Nope.
That's why.
I'm going to the doctor in, I think, 2 weeks, and we're gonna try more options. Maybe now I can, unfortunately, get that colonoscopy, and maybe they'll find, I mean, they think that it might have been like an ulcer in my intestine or something like that, which I didn't know you can even get ulcers in there.
I guess you can get ulcers pretty much anywhere. It seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they said, if that's the case, then they're going to have to cut me open and take out that part of my intestine. Cause apparently we have a ton of intestine.
We do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, it's,
were you,
I would say,
Were you awake when they snaked your esophagus?
No. Okay. No, they knocked me out.
Because I'm gonna get this done again on Monday. I've had it done twice. I have for acid reflux and all this crap.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. They got a TV screen in front of you. You know, you stand up, they snake this thing down your throat, and you're watching this thing go down, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, that's my throat, man.
Yeah, because you can see all the crap in there, man.
How do you breathe?
Very carefully. Yeah, it's not comfortable. It's
you like, might.
When I come in Monday, I'm going to be like, I don't feel good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If I had to have that done, I'd be like, you got to put me out.
Do you have an option, or did they just tell you, like...
No, I just tell you, stand up, bend your head back, and here we go.
Oh, you got to stand up when they do it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Well, yeah. But it's cool, because you get to watch the TV. You're like, look at that, man. That's nuts.
Yeah.
You're kind of like one of those gooses that turns into foie gras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just putting the tube down to throw. Maybe they're actually fattening them up. They're like, there's no medical procedure happening.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
You're going to find out your doctors are cannibals, and they're like, we're going to kill and eat this son of a bitch.
It is kind of great. You ever seen those videos?
No.
Oh, it's disturbing.
I would think so.
It's
I know the
how
process.
How much the goose like will run over and be like, ooh.
What do they put into something that a goose is like, I like
guess,
this.
Yeah, and same thing. They just shove it down there and start feeding it, but yeah.
It's going to be miles.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be dining on your liver
that's
soon.
Right. That's right.
Have a little Montgomery foie gras.
I'd try it.
You know what I would, too.
I'd eat that over a frickle.
Damn right I would.
I'd eat mine with a frickle. Out of spite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.